to the 76th episode of the podcast Beta Mouse. The world has never had a good definition of the word Beta Mouse, and the American people just now are much in want of one. Beta Mouse bloviates on the topic of Disney and technology, of course, and my name is Henry Work, and I will be your host for this Midsummer's Night. By day, I'm a web dweeb for touringplans.com, the website of the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World and Disneyland. And whether you're a frequent guest of the Disney parks or take a trip once in a blue moon, you'll want to check out the tools we've carefully crafted to minimize your time in line at WDW or DLR. Touringplans.com is the URL, if you pronounce URL the improper way, or I guess the proper way. Today I'm happy to announce that Scotty Barrett is here again, a software developer for touringplans.com, amongst many other things. How's it going, Scott?
Hello.
Can we call you Scotty for the rest of this episode? Can we make that a little...
I can't believe you called me Scotty.
Scotty!
That's okay. I'm giving she all she can, Captain.
Jeff Cheney, an IT professional and photo geek from the great state of Indiana. Jeff, you impressed me, sir, with your knowledge of photography last episode.
Thanks. Ago. I appreciate it.
Forgot Tom Bricker. We don't really... Tom Bricker. We have our own Tom Bricker right here.
Yeah.
Jeff
Tom I wish. Bricker Cheney.
And we also have Kitty Silwak, Latozsky, blog manager for touringplans.com and proprietor of thedvclife.com. How goes it, Kitty?
It's going good, Henry. How was your day today?
My day was great. It was good. It was good. I listened to the Great Moments of Mr. Lincoln soundtrack today. That's the introduction. Good catch.
I've never been on that. It's a to-do.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. The new Disneyland version is pretty cool. The new animatronic there is actually pretty awesome. And Nate Parrish, a former Walt Disney World cast member and co-host of the Wedway Radio podcast, a podcast devoted to the Delta Dreamflight fan community. How's it going, Nate?
You know, at one time, Delta Dreamflight was like my favorite ride, so don't make fun.
I'm not making fun.
Good, good. Don't make fun.
It was a good ride.
It was a good ride. And I liked every incarnation of that ride. I liked if you had wings, Dream Flight, Take Flight. It was all good.
Yeah.
It was all good.
Buzz Lightyear.
Now it's flight. Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin.
So tonight we rekindle our Win, Fail, or Meh show topic, making its third appearance. Check out episodes 22 and 45 for more. Each host has come prepared with three technological Disney Parks topics, and we're going to go around the horn and pass our judgment of each with a one-word answer. Win, as we think it's totally awesome. Fail, as in it kind of sucks. Or meh, as in we really couldn't care. We'll then jump on the person who has the most surprising answer before moving on to the next topic. Okay, so Scott, lead us
off,
sir.
All right. I love going first because I get to steal everyone else's.
I know, you're a lucky duck.
This one's pretty new. At the All-Star Sport Resort, Denzo Food Court. Yeah, there it is. Had to. They're testing new mug technology, essentially... A new mug tagged with an RFID chip that will tell a drink dispenser whether you are allowed to have a refill or not. To me, it's a fail. I've never taken part in the refills, but I hear it's pretty awesome. And hey, if I can get free drink, I'll get free drink. So, fail.
Katie?
Whoa.
Scott, I think you just totally jumped to the horde there. Penalized 5 life points.
How did I get – how what? Aren't I supposed to say
– You introduced the subject – then we move on to the next person in the loop, and then you end with your answer.
Oh, I totally failed.
Sorry, guys. We're really noobs. So actually, it's Jeff next. Jeff, win, fail, or meh on the resort mug fillable lock mechanism.
Meh.
Katie Silwak.
A fail. If I want to refill my mug,
no.
Then I want to.
One-word answer, Katie.
Oh, God. I guess we are noobs.
We are rusty, folks. We are rusty. Nate Parrish.
Also, fail to Scott stealing my idea.
Katie, you're out of control. No cursing. Nate, you're up.
Fail.
Win. Scott?
Oh, I get to go now? Okay.
Well, you can say it. What was your answer again?
Fail.
Okay. Why do you say fail?
I say fail because, I don't know, it's free drinks. Like I said, never taken part in it, but... If you can get free refills and kind of take advantage
of
the system.
There's no such thing as a free lunch, or in this case, a free soda. You know, you buy your resort mugs, you use
apparently
them
there was.
On the day that you're supposed to, and then the next time if you want free soda, you buy a new one. Also, I recommend if you listen to our Life or one of our hacks episodes, soda slows you down on vacation. I drink three sodas a day normally, but soda will slow you down.
Henry, not everyone enjoys a Cliff Bar and Powerade for their morning
snack. Rope drop meals. So eat at 7, eat at 11, eat at 4:30, and try to drink as little soda as possible. I know soda's awesome, but it doesn't hydrate you.
Call Pop.
Henry, you had one mistake there. You said, what'd you say? There's no such thing as free soda. You know who gets free soda?
Who?
Disney gets free soda. Know.
Okay, so that's a good argument. So they get it. They're literally not losing anything, right?
Pennies. They're losing the cup. They're losing the cup.
Right. So, but they, right, they're losing the potential revenue of, but how does this work? So, like, if you go to the All-Star, right, and you buy a resort mug, what if you buy just, like, a regular fountain drink? Does that also have an RFID thing, or do you have to use some other line, or they only give you... They only fill up the fountain things behind the counters now for the regular non-resort mugs?
Idea.
No clue.
The Disney audience wants to know.
No idea.
Gosh, can I just say, like, if I spend this much money on my AP and DVC and the firstborn child I had to sign away to Disney World, give me my darn mug and let me fill it up.
How much is the mug now? Let me ask you this. How much is the mug?
They're letting you to. It's like 12 bucks or something.
I will go. You know what, Disney? I will go and I will stay at All Star Sports and I will fill up my mug at the Poly. Yes, I will.
Katie, if you can afford all this other stuff, right?
No, but I can't afford... Darn
okay, so you buy all this other stuff. You can't afford like the $12 unlimited soda.
No, it's principle. It's principle. It's a mug. You should be able to get like a mug with your annual pass, and they're like, "Hey, get your free pop because you're just awesome, spending hella money." Like seriously, they should do that. There should be more.
You know, they used to have.
Katie should be put in charge of the annual pass program. Clearly,
you used to have annual pass courtesy centers where you could fill up your free pop all the time.
Sold and sold. Sold.
Now they're gone.
Yeah.
Nope. Oh, they're gone, and it's ridiculous.
So fail. Are the $100,000, you know, art like antiques that you can buy in Liberty Square.
True.
Bring back Liberty Square antiques.
Hey, we got to move on here. This show's gonna be like 4 hours long because that was just one.
Okay, real quick though, the way to hack that system: have your whole family buy one mug, use that one mug to get unlimited refills, and fill up cups that you bring yourself for your rest of your family.
There you go, illegal drink when? Hack. Jeff, you're up next.
Okay, Club Penguin goes down after Disney fails to renew the domain name.
How could we... Okay, Katie.
How are you going to respond to that, Katie?
Huh? One word answer. Okay. Nate?
When?
Nah.
Not sure.
Scott?
It's winning, but when?
Jeff?
Okay, so in my household, it was a huge fail.
Right.
three out of three of my children play Club Penguin, and they were upset.
Freaking out. How long was it down for?
It was down for like 3 days.
Wow.
Because they didn't renew the domain name.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously?
No, but I kind of feel like the bigger the organization, the more that stuff gets like, you know, it's like, oh, that's someone else's department.
Right.
I don't think I have actually. I also remember that Washington Post did that one time. Just forgot to renew the domain. Oh well.
Whoever used to own Betamouse.com, they forgot to renew their name as well.
To our victory
that we now own.
Great success. All right, Katie, you're up.
Okay. Here's one I highly debate: having your Disney Twitter account protected.
Interesting, Nate.
Is it a win if you want it to be protected or a win if you don't? That's
like win question. If you're for it being protected.
Oh, win.
Meh.
Meh.
Jeff?
Meh. Okay. I don't know. That's
all right, I'm going to say fail, even though mine is. I guess my reasoning is
you're
that
self-loather, clearly.
Well, no, I protect my tweets because I tweet pictures of Campbell and because I have location services on there, but I feel like it should be open for people to see me as part of touring plans and Betamouse when I travel so they can see pictures of Disney, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. I feel like they should be open and not protected so that they're easily accessible, especially with Twitter's new retweet function. You're not allowed to retweet private accounts. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think, like, I don't know. They're just, I feel like some people will only tweet if it's super protected, and so they should be able to do that. And I would like some, like, people like you, like, you follow me back, which is very nice of you, Katie. But the, you know, but some people I wouldn't want them to have, like, you know, do that, because they have awesome tweets and those wouldn't be shown to the world. So, anyone else? Any thoughts?
I said when, just because there's, you know, being in the education field, wanting to protect minors, I'm like, I think, you know, there's so many people out there that are just bad people that, you know, you guys get spam, you know what it's like. So I don't want to see anyone taken advantage of on Twitter. So I think having the option to protect your tweets is good.
Agreed. All right, Nate, you're up.
Okay, mine kind of goes with that, and mine is the official Disney Twitter accounts.
I'm gonna say when.
When.
Meh.
I'm gonna say meh too.
Interesting. I was sure someone was gonna say fail there.
I was sure someone would say fail as well.
I mean, it's like,
I like that they're
things.
There,
like,
but they aren't good.
No, I mean, like, they're not like mind-blowing company Twitter accounts, and I think they'll be the first one to admit that. But my guess is that they're mostly, it's a resource thing, and, you know, it's obviously decades of company sort of corporate sort of marketing and PR stuff. So, and guest relations and guest services. So I think it's pretty hard to, you know, completely change a company from like being a, you know, a pretty tight-lipped company to, you know, one that has to really aggressively protect its brand to being like suddenly like, you know, let's, you know, tell everyone. And the real question is, it's hard to tell, is like, do they not reply personally to people because of resources or because they just don't want to? You know what I mean?
I think it's probably because of policy. Wouldn't you think?
I think it's got to be both. I mean, I'm pretty sure that, you know, some companies have much more well-funded social media teams. And Disney's blog is really coming along. They pump out a lot of stuff on that thing now. I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, the reason I say meh is because it just seems like at some point they're like, we need to increase our online presence. Let's create let's create a Twitter account to announce 70 things a day. You know, I don't know if but really there's no interactivity, and social media is supposed to be around socialness, and there's really no socialness to that. I just feel like Disney's spamming me with, you know, information I already know. Or that, now I will say, like, the smaller ones, like the ones that aren't like, you know, Walt Disney World or Disneyland, ones that are like, you know,
the weddings one is good.
Pixar, the weddings ones, the sports ones, those are pretty good. So I wouldn't say fail just because I think those are good.
All right, cool. So I'm up. Mine is Disney Wave Machines, as in wave generating technology. Scott?
As in, like, water waves or radio waves?
Water.
Okay, like, I assume that, but I had to ask, since we're a tech company, I'd say win.
Jeff?
Win.
Katie?
Win.
Nate?
I'm saying meh.
I'm going to say meh as well. The reason I bring this up, two reasons specifically. One, because I read a book by Dave Koenig, who also writes for Mouse Planet, or does Mouse write for Mouse Planet, called Reality Land, where he talks about that Dick Nunes, one of the old park executives, really built a wave sort of generating stuff, like, really back in the old days in the 70s for the Polynesian Resort. How cool would that have been, Nate? Come on. He said that, like,
pretty sweet.
They could never get it to work, and it was steadily eroding the island they put it on. But I just think that's so cool. He's a surfer, and so he was just like, we should have waves here.
Yeah.
The other thing that I lament,
it's somewhere out there underneath the water in the Seven Seas Lagoon right now.
It totally is. The other thing I lament is I lament the DCA wave generating stuff that they used to have in Paradise Pier. If you're over by California Screamin', there used to be these waves, and you can still see the area that the wave should have been coming out of. But if it's like underneath the Ariel's Grotto, kind of, but pointed directly towards the launch of California Screamin', and the waves would used to hit the the side of the launch part for California Screaming and fly the waves up a little bit. And you, if you go on YouTube, you can see them. It was a really cool effect. And I don't know if they removed it because of World of Color. I think they removed it a lot earlier than that. So bring back the DCA wave machines. Let's start a campaign. What do you think, Scott?
Yeah, sure. Wave machines are fun.
Yeah, but I don't know. Do you actually use them in a water park? When I go to water parks, I just go on rides.
Well, when I have the small kids and we want to wade in the water and have some fun, sure.
All right. Cool. Scott, you're up.
Okay, so this one hasn't happened yet, but it's coming to Disneyland. New bobsleds for the Matterhorn.
Ooh. Jeff?
When?
Kitty?
Meh.
I don't know anything about them, so meh, I guess.
Fail.
Total fail.
Are they going to change the seating alignment?
Yeah, so...
Oh, then fail.
Yeah, absolute fail. So why is it a fail to me? Well, I love to ride with my kids, and I love to ride with my kids between my legs, and they're changing it so it's one person per seat now. A lot like Space Mountain at the Magic Kingdom. And to me, that's a major fail.
Yeah, I mean, it's becoming like Disney World Space Mountain, Nate. It's going, instead of like max 8 per car, it's going to be max 6.
Mm.
So theoretically, it's nice if like, or it's nice if, you know, that if your whole group is just singles, right? And there are people who, like, there aren't kids or there aren't, you know, couples who are willing to sit in the same thing. Like, Kate and I can barely fit in the same one. But we did it anyway because we heard that the things were to be gone soon. It's still rumored. They haven't announced it officially yet. But, you know, my guess is that, Scott, I don't know about you either. My guess is that I'll be able to fit in it less just because I'm tall. Like,
I was going to say, Henry's not going to be able to fit.
Yeah, I can't really fit. I can, but it's really uncomfortable to fit in Space Mountain at Disney World.
Yeah. So. I can barely fit. I can still fit, but barely. I can't sit in the front. I gotta sit with my feet down the sides.
Yeah, yeah, it's not comfortable.
But your knees like hang out.
Yeah,
it's like goofy riding Space Mountain. All right, Jeff, you're up.
Disney launches a iOS comics app.
Not hear about this, Katie.
I did not either. So meh.
When?
Meh.
When?
Fail.
It's across the board.
So you tried it, presumably.
No, I didn't, because I don't have an iOS device. When are these people going to wake up and see that there are more Android devices? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Android so rant. Jeff. Whoops.
You're a comics fan, though, right?
Yeah, I am.
I'm not, so yeah. I don't care.
It just bothers me that I can't get them, but
shouldn't have jumped the chip.
I know, it's my own fault. Live and learn, right?
Scott, you're excited?
Yeah, I've played with it. It's actually a cool app. If you're into comic books and you're into Disney based comics, you know, they got Cars, they've got old Mickey Mouse comics and Donald Duck comics. It's a nice little portal to either download several free comics that they offer or start purchasing subscriptions to regularly released comics.
Is a phone a good medium for reading comics? I imagine that it is.
A phone is very good, yeah, because it's, you know, obviously it's just picture-based, so you just can move from screen to screen. The iPad is even better because now it feels like you actually have the magazine in your hand.
Right. Cool. Katie, you're up.
Okay. Check-in apps in the parks, but not for a location, for beer.
Okay.
Ooh. Get it.
Nate.
Win.
Win.
We agree.
Yay, win. Best new apps.
It's got
Yay.
Beer.
Yay.
So what check-in apps are you referring to?
You know, I was using Untappd until I got contacted by a developer of Brewski Me. It's only in the iOS store. Sorry. It's ironic, but honestly, one of my favorite apps to use. So well done. It's free. You check into the beer. It links with Gowalla, so it'll like say that you're at Martha's Vineyard at the Beach Club. It's just fun. They have badges and awards. Just a really cool crowd on there because it's still like a small community.
Nice.
So I think everyone should download it. It's called Brewski Me. The developers are really nice and friendly, and yeah, so cool.
So how do you check in? You just gotta like.
Yeah, you basically are drinking a beer. Yeah, you search for it. They have so many in there, and then you link it with like Gowalla, so it adds your place into wherever you are into the check-in. I think they're adding photos in the next update. So, cool. Yeah, and then you just press if it's a bottle draft or can, and then you press drink, and it's cool. So, yeah.
Very cool. All right, Nate Parrish.
All right, here's mine. Hall of Presidents Audio Animatronics.
I say win.
Win.
Meh.
Win.
I say meh as well. And the reason I say meh is because there's still the original ones, and I like them, but it seems like a couple could get upgrades.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're just kind of – they're kind of cool. I mean – they had new ones every 4 years, right, or 8 years.
So yeah,
Obama wasn't like repurposed from some other audio animatronic they had.
Ooh, I don't know. That'd be a good question. I don't know. Maybe he was. Maybe he's
couldn't take him from the Hall of Presidents because you'd notice.
Right,
unless they're just like Nixon. We don't really need to show Nixon.
I mean, they could just like put the person's head and hands on somebody else on a new one.
Yeah. Here's my reason on why meh. I want more of them to talk.
Yeah.
I just, I get that let's highlight the current president, let's highlight Lincoln, but, I want more of them to talk.
Right. I think, though, the one thing that's kind of cool is just that having them all there and articulating a little bit is just like, it's kind of powerful. Even though they don't speak or move very much, I feel like part of that is the power. Like, if they all start talking and stuff like that, I feel like it'd be less cool, maybe. I don't know.
I'm with you on that one. I like that show, personally. That was the one I kept going back to on my last trip.
I'm always amazed. I'm amazed that they can fit that big of a theater, like, right there.
You know what I mean?
Like, how are we, like, not, like, halfway into the Columbia Harbor House right now? I just don't get it. All right. So my second one is the rumor that Stark Expo is coming to Disneyland's Innoventions.
Win.
I think it's a win as well. I think it could be really, really cool. Jeff, are you pro or con Marvel coming to the theme parks?
Pro.
Same as well, Scott?
Absolutely, if it's done right, but yes.
Yeah. Katie, are you a Marvel fan?
I'm not. I mean, I don't. If it fits in right, I agree with that. Like, I'm not a super huge fan, but I wouldn't mind it coming if it fit in right.
Plus, if it gets rid of innovations, I'm not a fan of that thing at all.
Yeah, I think that's still it's a big question. There's some good outlets articles about it, and a lot of other people have commented about it. So maybe it might be announced at the D23 Expo. Here's open. All right, Scott, you're up. Last one, rapid fire.
Last one. All right. All right. Well, we did an episode on this, but I'll bring it up anyway because I'm a big gamer and I think it's cool. The new Kinect Disneyland Adventures for the Xbox 360.
Jeff,
win.
I'd say win.
I say win too.
Yeah, absolute win. I think first of all, creating a game that looked visually stunning as what we saw in the demos for Disneyland is really cool. Second of all, adding the Kinect functionality and making it interactive for not only adults, but like my kids. I can see my kids going crazy on this thing. Is a huge win.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to trying out. Hopefully I get to try out the general atmosphere part of it. You know what I mean? Walking down Main Street and go through the lands when it's like they're really built to scale. I'm really looking forward to that. I really don't care less about the mini games. I'm just looking forward. I just think it's kind of cool. They're replicating, an in-park experience in, on the net. I would love to be able to have that on the PC. So Katie?
All right, I'm going to do one. So Nate tweeted out charging spots in the parks from the Betamouse Twitter account, and a lot of people had some cool ideas. But what are your thoughts of people literally sitting in, like, the Frontierland train station in the middle of Disney World charging their phone? Win, fail, or meh?
So, like, charging your phones at all in the theme parks, win, fail, meh?
Yeah, like, in the theme parks, public area, sitting on the floor or whatever, charging your phone. Win, fail, or meh?
Meh.
Meh.
Provisional win.
All right, I'm going to say really big fail. Although, it's like super Betamouse, and I love it, and sometimes you have to do it. I think it just...
We did it, Katie, one time like 2 years ago.
Right, but I don't know. If I was with my family, like, hanging out, going up to the train station, and I just saw someone sitting there charging their phone, I don't know. I guess I'd be thinking, like, what are you doing? And there's so many chargeable batteries nowadays. I don't know. Try to do it discreetly, like in a resort or out of the beaten path. Come on, Team Betamouse. I don't know about how I feel about just sitting there and doing it. Takes away from it, I guess.
Jeff, what was the provisional win?
So my provisional win is, as long as you're not being intrusive, right, I don't see any problem with it. Now, if you're sprawled out and people can't get around you and you're being a jerk about it, then yeah, that's a huge fail. But if you're sitting over in a corner trying to take up as little room as possible, not getting in people's way, I just don't see a big deal about it. If Disney doesn't like people doing that, how about giving us some places to do it officially?
Yeah, I agree with that. But, you know, with all the batteries nowadays that you can get on Amazon, they're great. Charge them during the night along with your phone. They will last all day. Come on, Team Betamouse. You don't need to sit in the Rose Garden and charge your phone.
Yeah, I mean, I have an external battery, and I just carry it around, and it's no big deal. So, you know, for me, I'm not doing that anymore. But, you know, not everybody wants to throw down the money for that, I guess. So, yeah, you know.
Yep.
And my last one is sort of a general one. Interactive dining experiences, as in, is it win or fail or meh if technology is infused into you eating things?
Wow.
So examples are Trader Sam's or the Disney Dream restaurants, and then the upcoming Be Our Guest restaurant apparently will have some kind of interactivity as well.
Win.
Win.
Meh.
I'm going to say meh as well. I really like the concept of it. You know, I think I don't know. Personally, part of me is this old school guy is like, let me just eat a meal. You know what I mean? Yep. You don't need to like go crazy around, you know, Rainforest Cafe style. But other times I really like that. Like Trader Sam's, I really like, you know, Trader Sam's, I think, is so well themed, but I'd love if the interactivity just they had like 10 more variations. They only have a couple things that they do, which is still really, really cool. I don't mean to complain. But I'd love just, you know, I think it's also just one of those things. It really depends on how well it's done. Katie?
I was kind of all for this until I went on the Disney Dream and they have a restaurant, Animator's Palette.
Yeah.
And, you know, we ate there the very first night. And, well, it was cool initially. By the end of the meal, we've heard the same thing, and Crush is like, woo, and it's so loud that I was like, yeah, I just want to eat dinner right now. This is too much. Like, I wanted to get the heck out of that dining room, and I was really surprised at that reaction, but it was just so loud and the same thing over again. I don't know. I don't know. I really wasn't into it.
Yeah. Jeff, give me further thoughts.
Yeah, you know, I like the – I don't know. With a family, the kids are not really interested in the eating experience, whereas, you know, I could eat and talk and have fun. So having some kind of entertainment to keep them distracted while, you know, Ann and I talk or me and Ann and some other adults talk is always a good thing. I think that having a family versus not having a family makes a big difference on whether or not you enjoy that extra bit of entertainment.
Right. All right, let me do one really last quick more. One more, because Nate unfortunately lost power in his house. I hope everything's okay with him. Win, fail, or meh, Disney X Pass. Or if you haven't heard of Disney X Pass or the rumored Disney X Pass, reserving rides from before you go on vacation, reserving ride times and show times. Scott.
Fail.
Win.
Fail.
Meh. All devil's in the details. Scott, what do you think?
I don't know. I think it's – I really don't know. It just doesn't feel right. That's why I say fail. I'm going off instinct.
Jeff?
I like the ability to – for people to know that going to Walt Disney World maybe once in a very blue moon, that they are going to have the opportunity to ride the huge rides that they would consider – the whole vacation of failure if they didn't get the opportunity to experience. And granted, not everyone's going to take advantage of it, but if the opportunity's there and you don't take advantage of it, shame on you.
All right, Katie.
People have a hard enough time sticking to their ADRs and they'd never cancel them. So I can only imagine if things like this were happening and you to go book your time and it'd just be uber frustrating and nobody would show up. Who can really plan that they want to ride Space Mountain at 10 a.m. 6 months from now? You know? Yeah. So I don't, that's what touring plans are for. The touringplans.com. Just that'll get you to ride all the rides.
There you go. Well, as always, I think the devil is in the details. I'm really eager. I think it could be awesome. I think it could be kind of rough. All right. So that's been episode 76 of the Beta Mouse podcast. I'd like to thank our sponsor, touringplans.com. Go check out our Disney World and Disneyland crowd calendars, touring plans, and apps. Seriously. Beta Mouse is represented on two fine social networks, Twitter and Facebook, potentially Google Plus in the future. We'll let you find us on there. It shouldn't be too hard. Our show notes are for each episode are up on our website, which is betamouse.net. And if you'd like to email the show, you can do so at show@betamouse.net. You can also email us individually at ourfirstnames@betamouse.net. We'd also like to be completely shameless here and ask you to go give us a wicked awesome review on iTunes so we can continue to fan the flames on our Disney/Geek Revolution, which you are now a part of. So from Scott, Jeff, Katie, Nate, and myself, thanks for listening, and the great words of the animatronic President Lincoln, let us have faith that right makes might, and in that faith, let us to the end dare to do our duty as we understand it.
One of these we may have talked about, but I don't care. One, two, three, four. I got like six.
Who did dining discounts last time? Non-tech. Dining discounts?
Right. Like, see? Hey, it's not tech.
Yeah. Who did dining discounts the last time? Because I wasn't on the last show. So it wasn't me.
It wasn't me. That's
probably,
not
probably me.
Worst.
No. I'm going to go with Henry.
It's always the person who criticizes people for doing things that actually is the biggest offender.
All right. Well, my last one is taking the new Blackbeard over to Davy Jones, so no one take it.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't have that one.
Scott was excited about that.
Yeah, don't take it. Don't take it because you're first. And you're like that, you know? You'll just take it right out from under me.
Yes. You know what he'll do? He'll name like seven in one.
No.
Yeah, it'll be...
He'll be like, oh, well, let's see. I like Tomorrowland because it's got these four or five attractions. He always does that.
Nate, you're next.
Right. That was all seven.
Henry, if yours aren't so tech that I'm mind blown, I'm going to call you out, everyone. So just be prepared.
Mine have probably already been. You'll probably take mine.
Good.
But I'll do the ones that are easily taken, like at the end.
Some of these are like total wins, though. I'm not sure. Maybe someone won't like them.
I know you don't want to lose your rep as the curmudgeon of the group.
I know.
Village Grinch.
Sorry, peeps. Who sent me that text? I hate you, Katie. Katie just sent me dining discounts. Nice.
Nate Parrish dropped from the phone call. His power just went off. Now it's on. He just texted me these things. So we'll wait.